Hopefully everybody can hear me clearly, and everyone should ensure their mobile telephones are switched off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they may have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in any vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. Members should remember that the microphones work as a queuing system. If your microphone is lit red, you have precedence. Flashing green is next in the queue and then solid green. Please do not press your microphone button again when it is lit up red, as you will lose your place in the queue. There may be some members in attendance virtually, and it has been agreed that all members in the chamber are brought in to speak on an issue before any remote delegates. Therefore, if you're attending remotely, please use the chat facility to indicate your wish to speak, and I'll bring members in once all those within the chamber have spoken. For instant messages, you should keep to the following letters. Type Q if you wish to ask a question. Type C for a comment. Type P if you wish to propose. Type S if you wish to second. And please refrain from making any other comments using instant messaging. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. Okay, do I have any apologies this evening?
Josephine Kenny.
Okay,
Councillor King as well, sorry.
An apology to Sinead Murphy.
Oh, Councillor King, okay. Thanks, Councillor Muller. Okay, so welcome to Councillor King, Ella. Welcome, Orla, to your first council meeting. I look forward to working with you in Downpatrick DEA. Any other remarks? Or nope, okay. Any declarations of interest? No, okay. So we'll go to the action sheet then. Okay, so we'll just go through it for accuracy. Page 1, 2, 3. And could we have a proposer and seconder? Proposed by Councillor Brown and seconder. Seconder by Councillor Howell. Any matters arising? No? Okay. So item 4 is the procurement policy, and we're going over to Caelan Boyd then for discussion.
Thank you, Chair. The purpose of this report is to seek approval for the revised procurement policy. The updated policy, which is included in Appendix A, has been updated with further updates following the Procurement Act coming into effect in February 2025. It has also been updated to reflect the changes within Northern Ireland procurement policy, as detailed within this report. This report also provides revised procurement threshold limits for your review and consideration. In terms of the report itself, I'm going to treat it as read. I'm going to go straight to the recommendations. We're recommending for members to approve the updated procurement policy, to approve the revised procurement limits as detailed in the policy. To note that council approval limits for expenditure have not changed and remain at 30,000, and to note the legislative updates contained within the report. Happy to take any questions.
Yeah, it was a few people coming in. Councillor Hardy?
So this might just be an issue of a typo, but you said the Procurement Act 2025, and just on the notes here, it refers to the Procurement Act 2023. Is that just a mistake?
It came into operation in February of this year. We're in Northern Ireland, we're slightly behind the mainland in the UK, but the Act itself was passed in Parliament in 2023.
Okay.
But it was initially supposed to come in October 2024 in Northern Ireland, but it was subsequently delayed and came into effect in February.
So we're referring to the same?
It's the same Act.
So in June then, the Executive produced a kind of an updated procurement policy statement, obviously not an act, but It contains more detail, particularly around issues like ethical procurement. I note in the notes here, it says that it will reflect changes in executive policy procurement. Is that a continuous rolling thing? Like, will that include this 2025 report? And if there are further updates in the report, will that continue to update?
It will, Councillor. We actually updated our Procurement Act, and it was brought through SPNR for approval in March of this year. And following those subsequent changes, we're bringing it through again to capture those changes. And if legislation or Northern Ireland Public Procurement Policy changes further, we will reflect those changes within our update.
That's a constantly rolling thing.
It is, yes.
No bother. Thank you very much.
Okay, happy to propose. Councillor Riley, you second it?
Yeah, I'll second it. Madam Chair, could I just ask, pre-market engagement, is there much pre-market engagement going on at present? You know, when you talk about a greater emphasis on transparency, I would have thought there would have been transparency in any case.
Councillor, thanks very much for your question. It is actually within our procurement business plans to sort of undertake further pre-market engagement and meet the buyer events and to promote the contracts that we're having, particularly with SMEs. This is a prerequisite within over-threshold projects that we have to engage the market before we launch the procurement and have that feedback transparent, published. In terms of the transparency, we are, as a council, we are very transparent in what we do, but the new legislation is mandatory that we have to notify publicly any changes to the contract, variations to the contract, extensions to the contract, as under the new Procurement Act, and that is more transparent in terms of how the procurement is administered publicly, and these are for over threshold projects for both goods and services and capital.
Okay, so it's proposed and seconded, and no other questions coming from the floor. Okay, so for item 5, can I have a proposer and seconder to go into closed session?
Proposed, Chair.
Proposed by Councillor Rice and seconded by Councillor Hoyle. Yeah. So, whilst in committee, the following items were agreed. Item 5, reserve policy, on the proposal of Councillor Byrne and seconded by Councillor O'Hare, it was agreed to approve the reserves policy. Item 6, renewal of NI mapping agreement, on the proposal of Councillor Taylor, seconded by Councillor O'Hare, it was agreed to approve the STA as outlined within the officer's report. Item 7, AHC capital projects delivery, on the proposal of Councillor Mathers and seconded by Councillor Byrne, it was agreed to proceed to the RIBA Stage 4 for Newry City Park and to commence procurement of the integrated supply team to progress the project delivery subject to planning. Item 8, funded programme Walking for All. On the proposal of Councillor Byrne, seconded by Councillor Lewis, it was agreed to approve the Council's participation in the funded programme and for the recruitment of the programme officer for Walking for All as outlined within the officer's report. Item 9, business case for mixed dry recyclables. On the proposal of Councillor Riley, seconded by Councillor Byrne, it was agreed to approve the outline business case for the mixed dry recyclables and to proceed to procurement as set out in the report. Item 10, Castlewell and Forest Park resourcing. On the proposal of Councillor Howell, seconded by Councillor Lewis, it was agreed to approve the additional ground staff and grounds maintenance staff resources for Castlewell and Forest Park, as outlined in section 2.1 of the officer's report. Item 11, insurance cost update. On the proposal of Councillor O'Hare, seconded by Councillor Taylor, it was agreed to approve the additional expenditure required for the insurance premiums for 2025-26. Item 12, business case for the Coyle Car Park resurfacing. On the proposal of Councillor Hanlon, seconded by Councillor Orla King, it was agreed to approve the capital business case as detailed at Appendix 1 of the officer's report. Item 13, business case for height-restricting barrier at Castle Park, on the proposal of Councillor Lewis, seconded by Councillor Byrne. It was agreed to approve the capital business case as detailed at Appendix 1 of the officer's report. Item 14, concession agreement on EV charge points, on the proposal of Councillor Enright, seconded by Councillor McAteer. It was agreed to sign the concession agreement on ancillary licences between the Council and the company noted in the report, to facilitate the installation of EV charging points and satisfy the funding requirements. Item 15, request to purchase strip of land adjacent to Newry Canal. On the proposal of Councillor Mather, seconded by Councillor Enright, it was agreed to defer the paper for further consideration at the next SPNR committee. Item 16, lease for cafe and miniature railway at Delamont Country Park. On the proposal of Councillor Howe, seconded by Councillor Hanlon, it was agreed to renew the lease for a term of 3 years, subject to market value rent and the cafe reopening and offering hot and cold food options. Item 17, DBEC Communications and Engagement Partner. On the proposal of Councillor Byrne, seconded by Councillor Rice, it was agreed to approve the appointment of the preferred bidder as the DBEC Communications and Engagement Partner as per the recommendations outlined within the officer's report. Item 18, Peace Plus staff recruitment for CMAP. On the proposal of Councillor Howell, seconded by Councillor Mathers, it was agreed to approve under the ERT Department AOMB and Geopark structure the creation of an additional post and associated recruitment of one full-time equivalent staff resource to deliver the CMAP project actions. The following items for noting. Item 19, minutes of the NCCR Programme Board meeting of the 31st of July 2025. On the proposal of Councillor Byrne, seconded by Councillor Mathers, it was agreed to note the minutes. And item 20, waste management resources. On the proposal of Councillor Byrne, seconded by Councillor Mathers, it was agreed to note the contents of the officer's report. And that will close SPNR meeting for this evening. Safe home, everybody. Thank you. Pete.